We're the Bolins, and we would like to share with you some scripture songs. I am Mark Bolin. My wife is Angela. My oldest boy, Micah, is 9. Hannah is 8. Malachi is 5. Grace Ann is 5. Nathan is 4. Noah is 2. And Titus is 12 weeks old. This first song is a combination of a prophecy, Psalm 89:9, and the fulfillment in Matthew 8:27.
What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Thou rulest the raging of the sea, when the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?
Proverbs 23, verse 17 and 18.
Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord. For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off.
Psalm 113, verse 3.
From the rising of the sun unto the going of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord's name is to be praised. From the rising of the sun unto the going of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord's name is to be praised.
From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the sun, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord's name is to be praised.
Psalm 128, verses 1 and 2.
Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his way. For thou shalt be the labor of thine hand. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his way. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hand. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well.
Ephesians 6, verse 1.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
Proverbs 14, verse 12 and 13.
There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Even in laughter the heart is sorrowful, and the end of that verse is heaviness. There is a
Psalm 141, verse 3, and James 1, verse 26.
Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. If any man among you seems to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips.
Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep a door of my lips. A watch, a look at my mouth. Keep a door at my lips.
Psalm 125, verses 4 and 5.
Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their heart. As for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity.
In their heart.
Colossians 1, verse 11.
All patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. All patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. All patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Strengthened by His glorious power. Strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power.
Matthew 5, verse 6.
Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Micah 6, verse 8.
He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to have mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God.
Romans 11, verse 22.
Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God. On him which fell severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise thou also shalt be cut off. Behold therefore the good. continue in his goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shalt be cut off.
Psalm 84, verse 9 through 12.
I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tent of wickedness. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tent of wickedness. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy court is better than a thousand. Blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tent of wickedness. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tent of wickedness. The Lord God is a fortress shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from him that walketh uprightly. Blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tent of wickedness. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tent of wickedness. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy court is better than a thousand. Blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tent of wickedness. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tent of wickedness. The Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Blessed is the man that trusteth in thee.
Psalm 127, verse 1.
Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, watchmen waketh but in vain. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchmen waketh but in vain. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, watchmen waketh but in vain.
Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, watchmen waketh but in vain.
Hebrews 3:14, 3:6, 5:9, and 1 Peter 1:9.
We are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence, steadfast unto the rejoicing of the hope, firm unto the end. We are partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence, steadfast unto the end. We are partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence, steadfast unto the end. He became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. We are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence, steadfast unto the end.
Yes, and many that I know don't have Bible, don't be dumb, let the what do they be. No, they all repent it wrong. Yes, me. Yes, my me. Yes, my me. Yes, I both me the.
Romans 12, verse 9.
Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Let love be without dissimulation. Love only that which is good. Without dissimulation, abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Let love be without dissimulation, love only that which is good.
Let love be without dissimulation, abhor that which is evil, cleave that which is good. Let love be without dissimulation, love only that which is good.
Romans 12 and verse 10.
Be kindly affectioned one to another, in honor preferring one another. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. Be kindly affectioned one to another, in honor preferring one another. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love.
Romans 15, verses 1 through 3.
We then that are strong are to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his
Galatians 6, verses 7 through 9.
Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit reads life everlasting, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap. If we faint not, if we faint not.
Romans 8, verse 28.
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to
Peter 2, verse 9.
But ye are a chosen generation, royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him, the praises of Him, who hath called peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him, the praises of Him, who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, who hath called you out of darkness into His mind.
24, verse 16.
And herein do I exercise myself to have always the conscience for the buck and sword by your men. And herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience for the buck and sword by your men.
Titus 2, verses 11 through 14.
For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good work, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Romans 12, verse 1.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God.
Proverbs 13, verse 20.
He that walks with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. He that walks with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed.
1 Timothy 6, verses 6 and 7.
But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing else. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is worth
nothing else.
Psalm 27, verse 1.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Philippians 4, verse 8.
Finally, brethren,
whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just and whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Isaiah 12, verse 2.
Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become
Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you all. Of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
will I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonments. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Hebrews 12, verses 1 through 4.
Therefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endures such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest he be wearied and faint. In your mind you've not yet resisted unto blood, so let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
Allow us to leave you with one final thought. James 1:22.
But be ye doers of the word,